USA News, I'm Corey Myers. On his way out the door, Louisiana's governor pardoning some hardcore criminals. Laura Winters has more on the story.
Outgoing Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards pardoning 56 prison inmates, including 40 convicted murderers. The anti-prison Democrat reducing the state's huge prison population, making it a top priority of his final term in office, with little focus on the potential for repeat offenders and the ensuing safety issues regarding residents. Now, in addition to the convicted murderers, some of the prisoners he's letting go were convicted of arson, kidnapping, theft, perjury, and armed robbery. Louisiana, by the way, has among the highest incarceration rates per capita in the world.
A couple of mall shootings over the weekend. Police in Florida issuing an arrest warrant for a man who's wanted in connection with a shooting inside an Ocala mall that left one man dead, another injured this past Saturday. The warrant for 39-year-old Albert J. Shell Jr. for premeditated first-degree murder and attempted premeditated first-degree murder. Shell has not been found as of last night. Police have offered a $5,000 reward for information leading to his arrest. One person dead, three injured following a Christmas Eve mall shooting in Colorado. It happened inside the Citadel Mall in Colorado Springs last night, about 71 miles south of Denver. The New York Post reporting there were various reports of what seemed to be a fight between two groups or an altercation of some kind, then gunshots. Police say the shooter does remain at large, may be among the victims, but it's still not clear. The Biden administration asking Congress's assistance in addressing the immigration case backlog at the Justice Department. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
An unaccompanied six-year-old child who was flying on Spirit Airlines to visit his grandmother in Fort Myers, Florida, was put on the wrong flight. Spirit Airlines, apologizing to the family, said the child was never in danger or unsupervised and was with one of their team members the entire time. Instead of boarding a plane from Philly to Fort Myers, the minor was put on a flight to Orlando. He called his grandmother when he landed. She drove 160 miles to pick him up. An internal investigation is being conducted by Spirit Airlines. It's an off day for U.S. markets as Wall Street stays quiet for the Christmas holiday. Stocks closing on a positive note Friday. There will be several notable economic reports coming out this week, including the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index, Tuesday's Consumer Confidence Report. Pending home sales and weekly jobless claims are also due Thursday. There are no earnings reports expected this week. The Aquaman sequel didn't do as great as expected, but did better than anticipated at the box office this weekend. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom brought in an estimated $28.1 million. Wonka coming in second with $17.7 million. And Migration's opening weekend saw it bring in $12.3 million for third place. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.